Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina.
All right, we're here for the ACC. Kicking off the way we be. That's what we're doing here in Carolina.
James Taylor would punch me for that right now. Hey, Joe Z, man, we got to thank some great people. What do you got for me?
We do. The Capital One Orange Bowl Radio Tour is presented by Duffy's Sports Grill, proud sponsor of local youth sports and partner of the Orange Bowl Youth Football Alliance and the Orange Bowl Festival. For more information and to find your favorite Duffy Sports Grill, visit them at duffysmvp.com.
All right, we got to thank the Orange Bowl because we're only here because of them for the ACC. And, of course, the Orange Bowl has been a big part of the ACC with their partnership. Jack Seiler, Orange Bowl Committee President and Chair, joins us this morning. Jack, good morning, and thank you for the ice cold freeloading beers that I had last night, man. Can't be better than that, a free couple of beers and then being able to just take off and not pick a tab up. That was beautiful. How you doing this morning?
The Orange Bowl's happy to pick that tab up for you, Joe. I just got to tell the auditor, but don't worry about it.
Right.
No, doing great, and it's great to have you all up here in Carolina. And I got to spend a little time with Joe Z over in Birmingham, too, at the SEC meetings and now the ACC. And this is exciting. It's great to be on the cusp of another football season and hopefully a regular football season. I think everybody's anxious to get started and have a full season without a start and a stop and a stutter and a stall.
Yeah.
Just play ball.
Jack, are we back? Did I hear last night we're at semifinal game?
We are. We're the national semifinal December 31st at Hard Rock Stadium. And you know what? Speaking of that, everybody loves our stadium. You hear it everywhere you go. I know you're very close with the Dolphins and Tom Garfinkel and Steve Ross, but the facility they have put together, these coaches up here, both of the SEC coaches and the ACC coaches, are like, you guys got the best facility in the country.
Yeah, it's really helped. Listen, Orange Bowl's been around. Hey, I know we don't do this enough because everybody just wants a great game. Give me the best game, and when it's not a great game, people, you know, give you grief and stuff. But it's all the other things. It's like I was telling, we were laughing this morning early. I said, I don't know about you. I know we need football fields, and we need, but I don't want to pay $100,000 to $200,000 for a new field, but we need them. And you guys have done such a great job going around and the busiest fields, making sure they stay in great shape to keep football going.
Yeah, no, it's been a great project of the committee, and our membership is committed to giving back and remains committed to giving back, and so we have given. Now on our seventh field, we've done six legacy gifts around South Florida. It's amazing. It's nice to work with the local communities and make sure that the young men and women in the communities have a chance to be successful, little opportunity in life. And started out at Moore Park in Miami, which was the original site of the first Orange Bowl game. That was the first legacy gift. And then next we came up to Carter Park in Fort Lauderdale, as I always tell Joe, the hottest park in the country for college and pro football players.
That one year it was. It's Michael Irvin year was pretty special, man, and the Blades brothers and
Oh, you've got the kids that played over at Dillard, all the kids that played at St. Thomas Aquinas, Cardinal Gibbons High School. They're all coming out of Carter Park in that area. It's fantastic. It's exciting.
You know, along those lines, yesterday I was talking with Kirby Smart about football coming down to recruit in South Florida. And, you know, he said, he started talking about the high school guys, but he said, you go to South Florida, you start looking around, and you see all the Optimist Club kids playing football. He said, you know, it starts when they're 5 years old, 4, 5, 6 years old, which I think leads to this, Jack, because of that. Football a couple years ago was kind of on, firing squad there, right? And if you ask any of these coaches, they'll tell you football is being played everywhere. But in South Florida, because of what you guys do with the fields and giving kids that opportunities, I think you've helped save football a little bit.
Well, I tell you, both are the coaches, the conferences, the commissioners have all expressed that. You know, when we've done these field openings, they come down. They want to be there. They want to see what we're doing. Heck, that field we did up in Glades Pioneer Park, that is just spectacular. And, you know, to see 200, 300 young kids that are just anxious to get out on a good football field, have a nice facility to play on, and then you see a Santonio home show up, right? And you get these guys that came up through these parks and coming back, also wanting to give back. So, yeah, we're excited about the legacy gifts. We're in the process of doing one more right now. We just got it approved last month, and it's going to be another spectacular field to, you know, give back to the community, and as we like to do, just make sure all of the young people have an opportunity.
Well, listen, we got the tennis tournament. Not that people tell me it's self-serving when I bring up tennis, but that tournament has had some of the greatest players in the world have all played in this, men and women, starting with Roger Federer, who always talks about the Orange Bowl. That's where it started for him in his country.
Absolutely. Federer always speaks about it. And Coco Gauff just, you know, won it just a couple of years ago. And, you know, we all know you love the tennis. I mean, when the plantation police call me and they say there's this guy out here. He claims he's a former football player, but he's out stalking at the tennis courts watching all these greats.
it is fun. Listen, it's been great. So let me ask you, get into some more business here of what's going on. How do you feel? We got four. There's talk in the next few years. I think it's going to happen. What do you think about going to 12 teams and how it could affect the Orange Bowl and all the big bowls as far as that goes?
Well, you know, the talk is certainly there. I think the four has worked. We think the four has been very successful. But the commissioners and the obviously the College Football Playoff Management Committee is looking at an expansion to 12. I think that's to make sure that at least the five power conferences all get in a team every year. And that's, you know, so we see that momentum. We see that movement towards that. But I think the Orange Bowl will maintain its premier role in college football. We're in discussions with all the conference commissioners, all the athletic directors that serve on that, making sure that whether it's a regular, you know, quarterfinal, semifinal, national championship, you know, the Orange Bowl's had that place in college football. We have hosted the most national championships of any bowl game. You guys have been there for most of them. You've called them. We've also had the most Heisman Trophy winners. So we're probably the premier bowl along with the Rose Bowl in college football. And our goal is to maintain that position. And so whether it's a regular rotation of a national championship or some sort of thing with the semifinal, we're in those discussions. I'm heading from here up to the Big Ten to meet with Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren. We'll be there for a couple of days. But we spent May going around. We met with all of our conference partners and commissioner partners to make sure that the bowls play a vital role in that new college football playoff, whatever that looks like.
Did you guys see Dabo Swinney's comments yesterday? Dabo Swinney said, hey, not going to affect us. I mean, we're six straight. I'm loaded team. We're going to be fine. We're going to be there. He goes, well, I'm not sure there's 12 good teams. There's a bunch of good teams that you can put them in there so they can say they made it to the final 12, but there's only three or four or five good teams. You agree with that?
Well, you know what? There has been obviously the two conferences that have had the greatest success under the current system is the ACC and the SEC. Both of them have had the most teams play in that college football playoff, you know, the final four, if you will. The Big Ten's next with like five appearances, and then behind that, the Pac-12. Big 12's had basically one team, that's Oklahoma. Fort Lauderdale kid as the AD there, Joe Castiglione, done an unbelievable job. But Oklahoma's been the only team that's done well out of the Big 12 under that system. Pac-12 has had a very difficult time.
Not happy on the West Coast, yeah.
I think one of the things Dabo is going to find out about, well, all these guys hit me yesterday. The players at some point are going to have something to say about it.
I don't think the players like it, by the way.
And I asked JT Daniels yesterday, I said, how do you feel about the expanded playoff? You know, somebody could play 17 games. Now, he's sitting in the chair, slouched down like this, right, all the way down. And I said, 17 games, and all of a sudden he straightened right up, and he said, that's the number? And he said, well, I don't know. I only played 4 games last year in the SEC, and I'm just a quarterback, and I got the hell beat out of me.
Yeah.
And so he said, that's a lot of football.
It's got to be adjusted.
It's an NFL season.
Yeah, he said, that's a lot of football. So I don't know. I don't even know how they incorporate the players' thoughts into that. But
Well, I will say this. Jack Swarbrick, the Notre Dame athletic director who was here last night, also everybody was in town to honor John Swofford, the ACC commissioner, former ACC commissioner, longest-serving ACC commissioner in history. And as you know, just right around the corner here last night, we honored him, and everybody came in, every commissioner from across college football, past, present, and just an amazing lineup to honor him. But they're all trying to figure out how to make that work, because one thing the NFL doesn't have, finals week. Finals.
Yeah.
Fall graduation. Now you're trying to figure out how to get that football season in. And I've got finals this week. I got the fall graduation for those, you know, people that graduate in December. And football was always a one-semester sport. Under this new format, it becomes a two-semester sport. There's no way you can get it done in one semester.
Jack, college football has become past big business. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. It's like the contracts, you know, all that stuff. You see the numbers and stuff. It's AAA. It's AAA football. I mean, it's the closest thing. It's closer than any other professional sport that we have, that you can go right from college football and be a star in your first year because these kids are so good. And by the way, the other thing you were talking about when you were being nice about the conferences, what you said was that Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State are three of the four teams. And then the fourth team, like you said, is Oklahoma or somebody else gets in there.
The presidents, I'm going to get myself in trouble, so here we go.
You can't get in trouble.
You talk about
Joe Rose telling you can't get in trouble.
I'm just going to say it was the other Joe that said it. Well, you mentioned that, you know, they're concerned about finals week and all that stuff. Meanwhile, it's been the presidents that have said, okay, we'll let this thing continue to get big because we like those paychecks coming in from ESPN or Fox or whatever. So the reason we're in this pickle is because they said, well, you know, it's okay to go send these kids to go play a 9 o'clock basketball game and then fly them home the next morning to go to school at 8 o'clock in the morning. And, oh, it's okay to play 12 games, and it's okay to go to a playoff because they opened that door for all the money. The system might have been just fine the way it was.
Yeah, that's true, but I will tell you, then you also sit down with presidents that obviously with the role I'm playing with the Orange Bowl and I'm trying to navigate this new college football playoff, you sit down with a lot of presidents who seem hesitant about this expansion because they're, just to your point, they're like, when do we stop? When do we make sure we focus on the student athlete experience, what's college to them? What is a university degree to them? So we're hearing that from both sides. I think Joe's right. I think you're probably going to see some expansion.
Mm-hmm.
The question is going to be, if they go to 12, that seems to be the number because of the fact that that'll allow all five power conferences to have a guaranteed slot. The way they're talking now with the top four being a conference champ, you know, that has to be in the top four ranking. The only program that really loses out there is Notre Dame. But I think with the expansion, Notre Dame's in a very good position as a non-conference member. They'll, I think, almost every year always be in the top 12 and then have a chance to play for the national championship. So there's a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of discussions. I will tell you, as you all know, Eric Palms, who is with the Orange Bowl Committee, the best in the business, Eric had 63 different variations of a 12-team playoff. So think about the way that can play out.
Yeah.
They're looking at, this is like playing chess. I mean,
it's incredible, all the different scenarios of things that could play out in this and how and trying to keep and then getting the little guy outside of the Power Five that happens to have a great year, Cincinnati or Memphis or Boise State in the old days when they were dominating, or even Central Florida. Yep. Got a nice little program over there. They're going, hey, get us involved in this. Give us a chance. Get a couple of those slots in that top 12. It will be fun going forward. And, of course, the other thing that we're not talking to you about is we got guys making a few bucks as well.
On the name, image, and likeness?
Well, Jack's a lawyer. He would know how to handle all that stuff, right?
What do you think about that?
I actually think we all knew that was going to happen. I think it just needs to – the NCAA and, those in Congress need to make sure we have a consistent, uniform national policy. Think about this, Joe. You're playing at Cal Berkeley. California has a certain policy on name, image, and likeness. You go play in Utah. They got a different policy you're going to have. Just, it's going to be disarray. And so they've got to make sure, now that the court's ruled, a national policy, a uniform policy, and I think they've got to make sure it applies to all sports. You know, everybody talks about football players. I was reading last year that if that name, image, and likeness had been done last year, you know who the number one person would have been in the country? Sarah Ledecky, the swimmer that went.
Oh, yeah.
The IU swimmer. She would have knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
Right. So it's important that they come up with, I think, a uniform policy as well as a policy that impacts all sports, basketball, whether swimming, tennis, golf. And
good luck. Yeah. A lot of work, man. I'm dying to see how it plays out. You know, I were talking last night about some of the things UM and people around the program are putting together, and everybody's going, hey, can they do that? I heard Dan Mullen going, hey, I saw what Miami's doing. Can they do that? Because if they can do that, we got the Bull Gators, and we can do a few things.
I think there are a lot of people at the SEC that were saying what Jack was referring to, and I think the bullseye was on Miami because they saw some
SEC,
of the stuff.
SEC, by the way,
oh,
Joe,
yeah.
They should stay out all about giving money.
Yeah, well,
the SEC needs to stay out about giving players
money. Well, let me tell you, the one other area there is going to create potential abuse: recruiting. You're going to see a kid coming out of high school that's going to sign a name, image, and likeness deal with a bar in Oklahoma, right? He's going to say, hey, and then that kid doesn't stay on campus. That bar maybe doesn't honor the deal. And all of a sudden, you're going to have these disputes, and the guy's going to say, look, the only reason I gave you that offer
that's
was
a good point.
You could play at Oklahoma or you could play at Oklahoma State. And I think they've got to make sure that that does not create recruiting violations, because that name, image, and likeness, you can abuse that for recruiting.
Well, real fast, you saw in your game last year, we've seen guys bail out of games.
Right.
So I would think that it would also encourage players, if they're going to take a deal, then they have to honor the deal all the way through the season. If I'm offering a player a deal, I want him playing in the bowl game.
Right? He will if they're playing for something. Well, they're not going to. These small bowls, what's going to happen, Jack? The other thing. What happens to the little guy bowls? Not the big boy bowls like you're part of.
Well, but let's they're going to have a problem, but I will say this. Remember what the bowls are to these programs. The bowls are a chance for – not everybody wins the national championship. Not everybody has that ability, to play in that national championship game. The bowls provide a great week to so many other programs. You know, you come, you have an 8-3 season or a 9-3 season, and you have a chance – the players get to experience a little something special, at the end of the season. The bowl provides so much to the fans, the players, and I think we've got to make sure that these bowls somehow survive through this process and are able to continue. Because, as I said, maybe that team goes 7-5 coming off a 5-7 team, and now they just want to reward their players with a week in some great location. And the bowls have been very good for college football, and obviously, hopefully, they'll continue. But there's now the obviously the Orange Bowl is in a different position, and
I think it's in a great position.
We are, and
I think no matter what they do, Jack. The thing about this and flying up last night, excuse me, you guys are you're in great shape. The Orange Bowl, I mean, and it's so important to South Florida. It's and we got to let you run. They're screaming at me, Jack. Thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you.
I really appreciate great you coming on this morning and stuff, and spending time with us and letting us freeload off that tab last night was beautiful. So thank you very much for that. Hey, all right. Hey, listen, right now I want to tell you and talk about sports-related injuries, the part of sports nobody wants to talk about, man, when somebody gets injured, but we all want to go to the best. And we're very lucky down here, Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, one of the best in the business. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, and of course, part and a big, big part of Baptist Health. They put together a group of doctors that you're going to have great results with. That's what it's all about. People ask me all the time, where do the pros go? And I go, well, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, Dade County High Schools. I can just keep going on and on about the high school. College and professional athletes, not just in South Florida, but all over the country, come to see these great specialists for Achilles, knee, shoulder, ankle, back, hip and knee replacement, hand specialists. These guys are really good, where you're going to have great results, and that's what it's all about. You're going to be able to see those same doctors that work on those million-dollar athletes every day, and we've got so many great facilities to go to, including a brand-new one right off of 595 and Pine Island. You'll see the pineapple there, which means they're ready to take great care of you. Physical therapists there. It's just about getting you back out playing the sports you love the most quickly, and they do it better than anybody. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to make an appointment today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.